The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The nurses, meanwhile, they're not happy. We've spoke to the ANF State Secretary, Mark Olson, earlier this week, and he not happy is an understatement. He was pissed off.
Yeah, and the nurses and midwives are going to protest again next week because we hear throughout this hospital crisis the Health Minister and the Premier saying, look, we have a record recruitment drive bringing in nurses and midwives. But the union saying, look, that's stalled, and that King Eddie's particularly is 150 nurses and midwives short, and they say one nurse had to work 24 hours straight. I just can't even imagine how you can function just being awake for that long, let alone having to work for that long. Yeah. How do you do that?
And when you might have, you know, the life of someone in your hands, it's terrible for the nurses, terrible for the patients, the people who need their care. It's a situation that must be looked at. I think nobody would argue with that. So it's a shame it has to come to some protest action to feel like the nurses are being heard. We'll wait and see what happens. Yep. Cyan Doherty, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Maddie will be back on Monday.
Back on Monday.
Well, if he's not, we'd love to see you. You have a great weekend.
You too.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.